Hello, this is Paula Matthews with Epic Books and Cafe, and this week's podcast came to me in a download in the wee hours of the morning, and I pray that it ministers to the hearts of those who want to see God's will manifesting their lives in the season. I've been ministering to my partners and family about praying for one another. That's the word the Lord has been telling me to speak, but then overnight he took it a bit further. As a body of Christ, we have to understand that in this earth, we are Christ, the anointed ones. We are ordained by God to dress and keep this garden we call earth. Remember that salvation brings us back to what Adam had, creation. I know we've been taught that this is about heaven, but no, this is about bringing heaven to the earth. If you go back and read the book of Genesis, it says in Genesis 2:15 that God took the man and put him in the garden. So wherever God has put us, we're supposed to dress and keep it. In other words, we're supposed to manage and direct what God has given us according to his will and his purpose. This may be something totally new for some of you Christians, but this is exactly how God is going to judge us in the end. What have we done with what he's given us through his son, Jesus Christ? Let me give you an example. If you are in Vegas, if you are in Las Vegas and God put you there, that city is your assignment. If you're in Los Angeles and God put you there, that city or whatever portion of that city is your assignment, and God is going to judge you based on what he's told you to do in that place. Let's take it further. If you're anywhere in the United States and God put you here or he sent you here, there is an assignment on your life, something that you're supposed to dress and keep for God in this land. We can no longer use the excuse that the government is telling me this, or that the city won't let me, or people won't let me. Those voices are always out there speaking, and they're doing the best they know how to do. But God will stop you and say, what did I say in those cases? You need to stop and say, okay, God, I know what they say, but what are you saying about this matter? Because that's how we're going to be judged. Why we let certain things happen on our watch? Why we let COVID-19 to spread like it did on our watch when God in his word tells us otherwise? Understand, we are partners with God in this earth. We're just not here by ourselves. But if you are in Jesus Christ, you have been called and created to co-create with God what he desires in this earth. Now let's go back to what's going on in the land today. This is not a message telling you to rebel against the authorities. Oh, no, not by any means. What this is a call to the body of Christ to arise and shine, because in this hour, your light has come. The revelation of God for this earth has come. The revelation of what to do in this land has come. But his people aren't listening, taking heed of what God is speaking. It doesn't matter what the authorities do. It's not a matter of what they're saying and doing. God is going to say, but I gave you the solution. But I gave you the answer. Why didn't you share it? We are ambassadors of Christ. We are the anointed ones as ambassadors to Christ, of Christ in this world. We have to show them what God is showing us. Why? Because it's for the benefit to bless the nations. It's to bless the families of the earth. We got to stop thinking about ourselves and think about the world that God has placed us in, the garden he's given us to tend and keep and to manage. This government has no solution to COVID. They don't have a solution to economic issues. They don't have any idea how to deal with racial issues. All these things, all you have to do is look at what's been happening, not only in this new administration, but look at what's been happening through decades. If these people really had a solution, it would have been implemented, but they don't know. They're doing the best they know in their own wisdom, but it's not enough. Especially in these last days, there's spiritual ramifications that they have no knowledge of, but God does. So when it comes to America and America failing, God is looking at the church. He's looking at the leaders, but what do they know? They don't know God. They don't have access to any solutions, but you do. So when God sees a failure of a nation, he looks at the people that he's ordained in that nation. Because if we have Christ in us, that means God is living in us. The glory of God, the solution of God, the entire kingdom of God is within us. Then we have the authority. We have the dominion within us to change the world around us. And that's something we have to realize, who we are in Christ and how to manifest that light that's within us in order to help the people do their jobs in government, to help the people and the healthcare workers, to help certain people do what they're going to do. Right now, they think they're authorities. Well, nobody else is talking, so in some ways, they're right. Because if you don't speak, they don't have an answer. They don't have a cure. And God will hold you responsible for that. Now you have to go back to the issues of America. We think because we're Americans, we can do what we want. That's not true once you get saved, because you're no longer your own once you come into Christ. You have been born again, born in the family of God, to be a son of God, to be led by His Spirit to do the works that God has commanded you to do, that He's destined for you to do. And we have to understand, what America does, but the church has a specific command from the Lord to show His kingdom, to show the world who He is in this earth. But unfortunately, the church has lost its dominion because it gave the power away to the government, run by men and women who don't want God in this nation. And because of that, America is going to be judged. We're being judged. We have men and women here who don't want God in their remembrance. Fortunately, God is our only hope. And because we have a covenant with God, it can't be broken. We have a covenant that's been sealed and ratified by the Father in the blood of Jesus. It can never be repealed. Not by a man, not by a political party, not by any government on the face of the earth. It's impossible. So as a nation, we're standing as one in covenant with God, but yet people are trying to pull from that contract. It can't happen without destruction coming up on the nation, upon our leaders. And that's where we are right now. The only people that can change that are the people of God. We have to pray for those in authority. We have to take dominion by praying for those in authority. When we pray for those that are in authority, the will of God that He wants to happen, we're partnering with God and not partnering with people who don't know what they're doing. We have to get ourselves on the right side of the issues and be what God tells us to be and do what He says in this hour. The only thing that can save the lives of Americans in this day is if the church arises and returns to the purpose and plan of God. Because without God, there is no hope for this nation, nor is any help or hope for any other nation on the earth. Beloved, take heed. God is real. His covenant is real. And He's going to uphold that covenant for a handful of believers. And that's what the Lord said. It's a handful of people who really believe in this land. Now, understand, Americans believe we can do and say what we please. Oh, yeah, you can. But in this season, you're going to face the consequences of your actions. And right now, we're in a season of God's justice. And He's about to repay our leaders. He's going to repay the church for things we've done that we should not have done. He will touch every home in the land. In fact, He told me He's coming in such a fierce way that it would seem to religious people that it's the devil coming at this nation. The hedge of protection, this is what the Lord said, the hedge of protection over this nation has been removed, at least temporarily, because of sin. He said it's because of crimes that have been committed against the church and against the American people. And these have to be reckoned with in this season. We can't go any further until this justice is handed down. So when we look at the leaders, we got to pray for them. Pray that they repent. And God has been coming and appearing to some of these people, trying to get them to repent and to bow. And as long as He's doing that, there's still some time for us to turn part of this away. But just know, some things are coming. And they're coming directly at us. But it's because of the sin. It's because of crimes, because of wickedness that's been swept under carpets, been hid behind private doors. And God says because of it, the nation is in danger, and especially our leaders. So body of Christ, you've got to pray for one another, that we humble ourselves and turn back to God. We also have to pray that we're all going to be strong enough to endure the hardships that are coming before us, knowing this. And it's as Jesus said in Matthew 24:6, He said it very plain when He talked about what it's going to look like before He came. He says, see that you're not troubled for all those things, whether it was wars, famines, or whatever. He says, see that you're not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Sure, war, famines, pestilence, viruses, earthquakes must come to pass because God is overturning the darkness. He's judging the world, recompensing His people. So there's a battle going on from the rulers of darkness and those who've been under their command who don't want to let go. Oh, and at the same time, the earth is shifting. The earth wants to go back to righteousness. But let it be known that it's not darkness that's ruling. I don't care what you see with your eyes. What's happening is righteousness is in rule and darkness is scared, so they're trying to do as much evil as they can in a short period. But these people don't know what they're doing. They're demon possessed. We need to pray for them. That's why you see people warring against one another and threatening one another. Evil people don't want God because they can't hear Him. They can't see anything except for the power they think they have, and they have no power. They're trying to legislate God out of the government, out of the schools, out of church. And you see a mass production of anti-God laws. This is a spirit of the Antichrist. Okay, it's moving in our nation. It's moving throughout the world. But know this, it will be overturned. Read your Bible. The Antichrist does not win. He comes up for a season and he's taken out, but it's not his time. It is not his time. Listen, it is not his time. It is the time of God's kingdom. This is the greatest hour for God's kingdom. He's rising in His power. Yes, there's darkness in this world, gross darkness upon the people, but the light of God has come to his people, and he's saying his glory is here. Arise, do what he says, partner with him to get his will done in the earth. And again, Americans want to do their own thing. I get it. I understand that. But in Christ, you are a new creature. Old things have passed away. Even patriotic American things that don't have God in them have passed away. And I hope you hear me clearly. There's nothing wrong with patriotism if you're giving glory to God. But if you're giving glory to men, it's wrong. If you're focusing on men, you're wrong. You focus on God who gave us this land, who blessed this land, who've done the things for this land, who protected our military and made us a strong military force. We didn't do it. God did. God did that. You have to understand, we did not do this. God did. It's the grace of God, the blessing of God who's been on us. Give glory to God. And then there are other people, African-American people, who are praying to the ancestors. If it's not God of your ancestors, you're wrong. You're out of order with God. You look in the Bible. Never did you see the people of God praying to ancestors. They prayed and they always referred to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You worship God, not man, not the works of men. You praise God that he gave men bodies. He breathed his life in men. He gave men ideas. He moved through men. You give glory to God for what he's given us. It's not about the man. And as Christians, we have been created, not for ourselves, but we've been created as God's workmanship. You go back to Psalm 100, it says how we should give God the glory and honor him, praise him. Why? Because he created us and not we created ourselves. We are the sheep of his pasture. Okay, think about it. Jesus says his sheep know his voice and will not follow another, which means we won't follow the media. We won't follow crooked politicians. We won't follow another voice other than his. That's what he says about his sheep. His sheep are those who follow the good shepherd. Because when we follow him, we find pasture. We find protection. That's why we worship God. We worship him because he thought about us enough to create us and put his breath in us to give us a design and a plan that he predestined for our lives. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works that he predestined for us. We didn't do that. We didn't even think about coming here. None of us were born because we thought, well, let's go get born. No, God, this was predestined by our spirits with God before we were created in this earth. So we have to partner with God to do what he put us here to do. We have to give him the glory and understand we are fearfully, wonderfully made because of God. We didn't do this. We didn't do this. And even though people are trying to recreate themselves, and I pray for people like Caitlyn Jenner. And I've lived in LA. I know there are a lot of people like that. Love them. Pray for them. They're trying to recreate themselves because they never understood what the Creator put in them in the first place. We don't criticize them. We don't talk about them. We don't try to legislate the world and turn the world upside down to make them fit in. We love them. The government tries to change things to fit in. You can't do that. Why? Because they could change tomorrow. It'd be something else, somewhere else. We have to have some stability, and the government can't provide it right now. The stability comes from knowing who you are in God, that he loves us, each and every one of us. Doesn't matter what you call yourself, he calls you something else. And until we partner with God and connect to what he says we are, who he says we are, and what we're to do, nobody's going to be happy. Nobody's going to be happy, but that takes a relationship. Again, we're new creations, new creatures that never existed before. And because the love of God is in us, it constrains us. So we no longer live for ourselves, but we live for the one who loved us and who died and arose for us and gave us his plan and created us and made us ambassadors. All things have passed away. As a Christian, all things are of God. This is how we partner with him as co-creator, just like Adam was. We didn't save ourselves. We received Jesus to become the sons of God, to receive our inheritance here in the earth, the inheritance that Adam lost. That's the purpose of salvation. We were told it was about going to heaven. Well, no, it's about bringing heaven to earth. Read the Bible, because those that go to heaven, they're coming back. It's just a little holding place. Yeah, it's nice, it's beautiful, wonderful, but that's coming down to the earth. And that's what we're preparing the world for. That's why we preach the gospel, to show them what God's kingdom is going to look like when it comes to this earth. That's our purpose. It's about bringing a kingdom to earth and restoring Eden. People, get a clue. The United States government, as well-meaning as our politicians are, they will lead you to hell if you take God out of the picture because they don't know God. They're not trying to direct you to God. It's political. They're doing the best they can, but they can't navigate these waters. This is God's time. God's people can do this if we're plugged into God, if we're plugged into God, listening to God, and partner with God. Now remember Jesus. Go back and read how Jesus walked on the earth. Jesus said and only did what the Father told him to say and do. It got to the point where people said, show us the Father. And Jesus like, hey, you see me? You see the Father. What he was saying is, me and my Father are one, like he says in John 17. We're one mind, we're partnered together. There's no division. This is a complete relationship. And that's what we are supposed to be doing in Christ Jesus, a complete relationship when we are one with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit to do the will of the Father. And that was what Jesus prayed for us in John 17, that we would be one in him and the people we were ministering to would be one in us, as he and the Father are one. That way people would know he came to earth. They would know that the Father sent him. This is bigger than us. This is about showing the world Jesus, not a God that's out of date, but a God who's in tune every day, every moment, who predestined us. As he said, he's the director of it all. He placed us in the places of our habitation. We came from one blood. So forget the racism. That has nothing to do with it. God created us individuals for individual purpose. The races as well. He ordained the different races like he ordained all the different colors of flowers and different variations of trees. We're a beautiful creation of God for a purpose, not to fight, but to come together. Read the book of Revelation, where it has people from all creeds and colors in heaven giving praise to God. That's how we're supposed to be on earth. That's why Jesus told us to pray, oh, Holy Spirit, I hear you. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In earth as it is in heaven. How is it in heaven? Everybody's there. Every race. There's no sickness. There's no disease. There's no poverty. Only the wealth of God, the love of God, everything of goodness of God is fulfilling the whole heavens. That's what we're supposed to be doing on earth. That's what we're calling down into the earth. That's why we partner with God. Not to do our own thing, but to do the thing that he's called us to. We pray for our government officials. We pray for those in authority. We're commanded to. Why? So that we can lead a godly life, a peaceable life in godliness and honesty. We see corruption. We see lies. We see deception. Why? We're not praying for those in authority according to the word. We're not standing humbly before God saying, Lord, put your words in my mouth. Let me speak your words. Let me say thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Put your words in my mouth so that I can plant what you want in the earth. That is what God is expecting of his people in this hour. So we pray for those to get saved who are not saved in our government. And I understand, the Lord has commissioned me to release some prophecies, and a lot of it has been judgment. But I would rather much prefer to speak the good things God has me to speak to the body. The word must be preached if men are to be saved. Truth has to come out for people to be set free. Truth has to be revealed so that the lie can be exposed. As Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The reason people are in bondage is they're in bondage to sin. They're in bondage to deception. But when the word of truth goes forth, people can be free. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Totally free. So partner with God and praying for one another, according to James 5:16, knowing we pray the word of faith. We pray the word, not our feelings, not what we think. We pray what God says, pray. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. What do you want in this situation? Lord, give me the words and I'll pray it. We pray for those in authority. And for those who don't understand that, it says, we exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men. For kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who would have all men to be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. This is why we do what we do. This is why we follow God. We're going after all men. We don't care who they are. We don't care what political party. We don't care if they're dressed like women, like men, change themselves, don't change themselves. We don't care. Call themselves whatever. We're not like the physical government here just trying to legislate it. We just love and obey God. And God will transform the person. God will transform their hearts to see as he sees. Again, it was Jesus who prayed for us. And he prayed before the Father. Jesus prayed before the Father saying, not my will, but thine be done. And that's where we need to start as Christians before we pray. Lord, not my will, but thine be done, Lord. And then pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Show me the words, Lord. Give me the words to speak, and then we will have a peaceful life in all godliness and honesty because we'll be doing what God says and not doing our own thing. Partnering with God and not partnering with social media, not partnering with politicians. We find ourselves partnering with God. And when we partner with God, we will have what this Bible says. We will have the abundance. We will have the peace. We will have all those things. That's why we strive with what we strive with. That's why we go and see the stuff, the turmoil, and we don't get bothered by it. We're not deceived by it because we know the truth. It's God moving in our midst. It's the light coming through the darkness, and the darkness is trying to get the light out. We don't get this thing twisted. We know it's God who's doing this, but he's doing it for our benefit so that we can live in the peace that he's designed for us, and we can live in the prosperity he's designed for us, so that we can live the life of heaven, days of heaven upon the earth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you, Lord, for loving us so much to continue to send your word to us, to perfect us in your love, and to make us one with you in your peace, in your love, now and forever. We thank you, Lord, for moving in our midst, even right now, to those that are listening, Lord, to transform their hearts and their minds, to see what you see, and to be as you said they should be, Lord. Not what man tells them, but what you place within them that will glorify you in this earth, in this day, in this time. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. This has been Paula Matthews with Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.